What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I've talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous, a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Okay, wow. Welcome, everybody, to Ethnically Ambiguous. This is Shireen, and giving you a huge disclaimer up top, this one's weird.
And this is Anna, and let me tell you, this is the official tech issues episode of Ethnically Ambiguous. You will learn nothing from this episode. You will not even hear us really talk. It's going to be such a mess, and we are releasing it to show you that we are just human. We're just like you. Our tech situation is trash, and you know what? You're going to hear it first before we release it virally. Just kidding. I don't know what I'm talking about. All right, stay tuned.
Who are we? Where did we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pants? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
Hi, wow. This is Shireen reporting live from the backseat of my car.
Wow.
I'm very sweaty.
Wow, wow, wee, whoa.
That's right. There's a heat wave today in LA, and I'm already sweaty, and it's only been a couple minutes. So if I pass out mid-recording, maybe we'll go viral.
I don't know if I want to go viral for you dying in a heat wave in a car.
I'm kidding. It's not all about the numbers, but is it? I'm not too worried. Like, saunas are good for you. I'm, like, in a sauna. No?
I mean, yeah, sauna is good for you, but you can, like, leave the sauna, you know?
It's crack a window or something.
Yeah. But is a sauna good for sound quality? Not necessarily.
Yeah, it probably sucks. But I was genuinely... I'm sitting outside of an office right now, and I was inside the office, and as soon as the Zoom started, the AC started, and I can't tell the fucking building to stop their AC, so I moved to my car, and here we are. So, how are you?
I'm good. I will say the room you were in previous to this sounded like you were, like, in a mall, like, the highest
ceiling. I was in a conference
ceilings.
Room.
Okay, it was so echoey that I was kind of like, ooh, wee.
Yeah, I didn't realize the echo part until you mentioned that, because there was another room I could use, but at that point the AC was everywhere, so it wouldn't have mattered. Not that anyone cares, this is so boring, but yeah, life is weird.
Yeah. What are you working on today?
I'm... freelance, as if people don't know, I dabble in a lot of stuff, and one of the things I dabble in is commercial production, or just production in general. They just happen to be a lot of commercials that I work on. It's just boring commercial stuff. it's a little stressful because I've been working with the same production supervisor, but the jobs keep like rolling back to back. So I've been on 4 commercials since February, but they just keep going. So like we're wrapping one while prepping another, and they're not exciting commercials. I wish I could say they were exciting, because I did do an Adidas commercial a couple years ago where I got a ton of Adidas stuff. So, but that's not, it's not this time. It's boring stuff, but yeah.
Was that Adidas commercial the one with the big rapper woman who wouldn't look anyone in the eye?
Oh, no, that wasn't Adidas. The Adidas one was like with Kendall Jenner and...
Oh, is that the one where she gave the Pepsi to the cop? No, I'm just
kidding. Wouldn't that be funny if I worked on that commercial?
Yeah.
No, but no, it's not What's Her Face. But yeah, it's... I have this problem where like I take on a lot of stuff because in my mind I'm like, well, if I could pull it off, I should. And then I don't realize like how exhausting that will be at the time, because for example, I start directing an audiobook on Saturday and the shoot is also on Saturday, so I have to like finagle that somehow.
Yeah.
And then there's just like a little I'm juggling some stuff. I'm literally sweating in my car right now. What am I saying? Like what?
Yeah, you're juggling too much maybe.
Yeah, I'm committed to making this my last commercial for a while, and I said that 3 commercials ago, so I really want to stay true to my word this time and not say yes to everything when I know I can't do it. Well, I can, but do I want to, kind of thing.
Mm.
Yeah, well, about you? How about you? Anything exciting in your world?
No, I don't know. Does that answer your question?
I wish there was some fun TV show to talk about, but nothing is really, like, that big right now. I have been watching Abbott Elementary. Have you been watching that?
Oh, so funny.
It's so good. It's so cute and sweet. I love all the actors.
It really takes me back.
Yeah, that's the only show that I'm excited about right now.
I love it because it's just, it takes me back to the heyday of, like, the mockumentary sitcom of The Office and Parks and Rec. Like,
yes,
it's so well done. It's so funny.
And it's just joyous.
Like, everyone's so great. Yeah.
Everyone is so great. I believe that they're all their characters. Like, they're so well casted and just amazing actors. And I've always liked Quinta since her, like, BuzzFeed days, early internet days. And I just, it's really nice to see she's a legend. This is like an amazing evolution. And I'm just really excited about that. Do you want to know something funny though?
Yeah.
I was walking with my friend and we were both, I'm going to be as vague as possible so no one knows what I'm talking about. We were both like commiserating over our like white female friend who kind of is a little white feministy sometimes. And apparently, I wasn't there for this. This is just relaying to me. He was saying that she said that Abbott Elementary was problematic because the villain was a black woman.
Oh, the principal?
This is a white girl. This is a white girl talking about how funny show with a funny principal. She's a villain. And like you're just nitpicking to try to find a cause that doesn't even exist. What? I can't get over that. I think about it all the time. Oh my god. Isn't that absurd? Like, what? Find a hobby. What are you doing? No one says that. No one has ever said that. You say that. Because she was saying that, I've been hearing that so-and-so is like, this is why. And I'm like, you're the only person I've ever heard ever mention this at all. But that's my fun little joke for the day.
Okay. Let's unpack all of this. And like, Janelle James's character, Janelle James, amazing stand-up comedian.
Amazing.
If you have not taken in her work, she's so funny. Great stand-up comic. The principal is not a villain.
I know. Everyone is having a great time.
There's no villain in this show. She is a caricature of a like systematic problem within education, but she's not the villain.
Yeah.
At all. Like, she just is a, like, almost like just like a vessel to make fun of what the system and how, like, government and even local government treats the education system. That it's a flippant last, like, an aside of a thought, like, how public school is treated.
Yeah.
Ugh. The fact that I even have to say all that is just, how is no one else reading it the same way I just put it out?
No, I mean, again, no one talked about this on Twitter. No one said anything about it. It's just this one white person that really wanted to be some cheerleader or, like, hold the first sign in the picket riot to this one thing that makes no sense. But if you haven't seen Abbott Elementary, it's really good, and you should all watch it. I've been watching it on Hulu, but I'm pretty sure it's also on Peacock, right? Or maybe not. Maybe I made that up. It's on Hulu.
Yes. No. It's on Hulu and then ABC.
Oh, ABC, that's what
so
it is.
So you can watch on the ABC app or live, or you can watch it on Hulu.
Hold on, I'm getting a tissue before sweat goes into my eyeball. Also, it's really funny because I'm next to a sidewalk and people are just walking by.
And they're being like, hello, hello. And you're like, hello, hello. Abbott Elementary on Hulu.
Hulu, Hulu. Yeah.
I will say one of the, in my opinion, hilarious characters on that show is the sub, the guy from Everybody Hates Chris, as a grown-ass man now. Incredible.
Oh, he's so good. He's so funny.
Hey, Shireen, want to feel old? That's the kid from Everybody Hates Chris. Can you believe it? You're 80 years old now, Shireen.
I know. I feel very old. Like, I never saw that show, but I knew exactly who he was just because of the commercials and the ads and everything. But he's really great. He's a funny actor.
I you know what? You cut out, but I 100% agree.
Great. Thank you so much. Great. It does say my internet connection is unstable. We'll see how this goes. I won't lie. I am soaking wet from sweat.
Yeah. Fingers crossed, Shireen did not say anything horribly racist, but I agree to what she just said that I was not able to hear, but hopefully I'm not in trouble for agreeing.
That's a good audio bite. I agree with everything Shireen said. I can put that behind anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're still kind of cutting out, but you know what? I'm going to take it in stride and just keep moving forward.
Okay. I feel unconfident in this episode's quality at this point because
it's funny.
It is what it is.
Yeah, you know, whatever. What else? You know, I am doing one fun thing. We're doing a bunch of live Ron Burgundy podcasts right now at Largo.
Fun. That sounds fun.
By the time you hear this, they will have all have happened. So unfortunately, you can't buy any ticks. Sad. It's already happened. This is the past. I mean, this is the future. That was the past. No, this is the past. You're in the future. This should be going well. This is going great. Yeah, no, that's feel good. I don't know if Shireen's still with me. She looks like she's smiling.
No, I was biting my lip, if you can hear me, because I was like, yikes, you've been frozen. This is a mess.
Okay, good. As long as you can still hear me, then. What else? Now Shireen's frozen on my end. Is this good content for everybody? I can't tell what's... Oh, Shireen's just gone now. All right, I'll just hopefully we'll just like blend our audio together so we're both talking at the exact same time. And so you just like hear both our sides, unable to hear or see each other, what we're both going through. Or it's just me rambling to kind of like really just keep things moving, meet the quota. Okay, Shireen's back. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now and see me now?
No, I can't hear her. She muted herself.
Oh, I'm muted?
I don't know what that's about.
I didn't mute myself. It was just default. No, I wasn't calling. I was seeing if it would be better to go for my phone.
That's what I said earlier.
This is such a mess.
Producer Trisha says this is our best episode yet. That's funny. This is so hectic. Well, you guys, we'll call this one We Are Tech Issues because life is joy.
We are tech issues. Oh my God, look.
Now there's 15 Shireens. You are sweating so hard. Why are we doing this? Is this worth it?
I don't know.
What is happening?
I don't know.
There's not enough money in the world for you to be suffering.
I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
I mean, at this point, do you think it could get worse?
No, let's just keep going. I'll let you know. Maybe I'll tap out at 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, I know I can't last here forever. Let's just keep going. We're stable, right?
Kinda.
Right now.
I don't know what you consider stable, but
no?
You're feeling good. Oh, Lord, help us.
I really am sopping, sweaty, wet. I don't even know where to pick up from other than Abbott Elementary is really funny. I'm sweaty. Yeah, so maybe I'll tap out early for this one and we'll call it a short episode. Blame it on me and my sweaty ass in this sweaty ass car. I really can't wait to go back inside this office after this, and I just look completely like I've been in a sauna. I'm excited for that reveal.
Yes. I don't know where to go from here. Is there something you would like to talk about?
Well, I want to give a shout out to our amazing editor because I also want to apologize. You're great, and I'm sorry.
Okay, shout out Todd. Todd, thank you. I'm actually literally texting with Todd, really giving him a heads up. This is coming. Took one listen to this, and I thought, I should text Todd. you know, it's tough being an editor for this show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really, really sorry. Also, I'm pretty sure there's like a lag, so that's going to be fun to edit together. And I'm sure this is such a joy to listen to.
Is it worth scrapping this episode, or do we release this?
Yeah, I have no words.
Okay, well, we should go to a break then.
What if we just go to 30 minutes?
Why don't we shoot for 45, but let's go to a break, and we'll go to 45 the best of our ability and we'll be right back. All right, guys, we'll be right back after these messages. We're so sorry. I mean, you must be loving this episode.
Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes.
Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
We're back. What else can we even talk about? I hate my birthday. I always have really bad anxiety around this time, and it's been really, really bad. Just like the month before my birthday, like as soon as March 1st happens, it's like this ticking countdown to my birthday, and I hate, well, for there's a multiple array of reasons that I don't like my birthday. One of them is like I don't like having pressure to like do something fun and then having to plan it and then celebrate myself. I find that really awkward. But I also don't like this reminder of aging and having to assess where I am in my life, because to be honest, most of the time I'm not content, or I thought I would be somewhere else at this point in my life, XYZ, whatever. So for me, my birthday is just like, not to be dramatic, but like a slap in the face sometimes. And I know that I'm making that the definition myself. Like, it doesn't have to be that way. But, and I mean, maybe I'll just be really honest at this stage, because who cares? I'm a sweaty mess. And you guys already know everything about me. But this year, I feel this really terrifying loneliness that I haven't felt before, because I don't know. I mean, I like being single. I like being independent. I may be independent to a fault. But for whatever reason, coming up on this birthday, there's this, it's loneliness, but it's this terrifying And I don't know how to explain it. It's just this, like, impending, doomy feeling of loneliness, and I can't shake it. And my mind just keeps going to, like, I'm incapable of intimacy, or I am going to end up alone, and it's not all that great, or So that's where my mind's been at, unfortunately, and that's why I've been, like, mentally spiraling every once in a while. But, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay.
Have you tried cocaine? Just joking. how do you feel about being 32? Like, you'll be dead soon? I'm sorry. I'm just adding to the pressure. It's really funny. You have this kind of, like, in the Zoom, you have,
I can't tell how much. I thought there was a lag.
No, there's definitely a lag, Shereen. There's like a slow motion to your body that almost makes you look like you're in a horror film where you're like, yes, but like your lips move faster than your voice comes through. And there is like a true like creepiness to what's going on. Not that you're creepy as in just, but like how the Zoom is delayed right now is like, if this footage was used in a horror film, it would, you could actually bring some creepiness out of it. Because your lips start moving, but you're also moving in, like, deep, slow motion. And then the voice comes. And I think we might be onto something here.
I wish I could see what you're seeing.
I would video it, like, screen record it, but you don't need to see that.
Okay. Well, let me dab my eye sweat one more time. Because sweat burns when it's in your eyeballs. But no, I mean, it's not even that I have age anxiety because of death. I just want so many more things by this point. And I feel like, what have I done with this time? I feel like I've kind of wasted it. And I know that everyone has these thoughts. And like, I know I'm being maybe dramatic or sensitive. I'm just being very honest with how I feel. Necessarily afraid of death for myself. I mean, like, I'm afraid of the concept of my loved ones dying, definitely. But it's more this like realization of like where I am and how maybe, and not to compare myself because you never should compare yourself, but like how everyone else seems to be like at least have some type of like something, and I've never had that, and I feel a little bit incapable of that at this point. And I know that's not healthy to feel, but that's just how I feel. I'm being very raw and honest right now. I blame the sauna. I'm gonna stop now and wait for Anna to respond.
So Zach is texting me a bunch, and he says, she needs to just use her phone, no Wi-Fi, for you to hear her, and if she hears you fine on the laptop, stay with those headphones. If you're cutting in and out, she's going to need to use headphones with her phone and still record Zoom or locally. Is she currently tethering her phone for laptop Wi-Fi? She needs to just call into the Zoom number, so at least you can hear her and keep the conversation moving. How do you feel about any of that? Sorry, I was reading these texts in real time, so I figured I should read them out loud. Because you know what? What's a tech support episode of Ethnically Ambiguous, you know? And you guys, you know, if you guys actually have your own tech support, feel free to call in. There's some real nonsense going on in this episode. Oh, Lord, help us. How about this? You tell me a story.
Maybe the AC would have been better. Maybe a light would have been better.
Yeah. I think the light hum would have definitely been better than whatever we're doing right now. You tell me a story so only one of us talks for a long period of time. Go ahead. Enthrall me.
Okay. A story. Well, I already was honest about my birthday anxiety. What's a good story? Sorry, this is even worse than
tell
silence.
Me a tale. Tell me a nightmare.
That's actually really funny because I just had a really weird dream last night where one of my friends from like elementary, middle school and high school, like we were really close in middle school, kind of like drifted apart in high school, maybe the end. She was in my dream and something like terrible had happened to her. And we haven't seen each other in years. And I think about her from time to time because, like, we're still friends on the internet. But I had this dream. I forgot what disaster had struck her, but she was grieving this, like, devastating kind of grief. And there was, like, a weird group around us. But I just remember there's an image of her completely grief-stricken and sobbing and so sad looking in my mind. And so I go to hug her and I have to go on my knees to hug her. Like, she's like, wow, she's shorter than I remember. And then that's the main part that I remember. I remember bits and pieces like here and there. But I was just thinking earlier, like, my instinct when I have a dream about someone, especially when it's like a little bit jarring or like even when it's nice sometimes, my instinct is to call that person. And I don't do that all the time because I think not everyone is like me and not everyone maybe holds value to their dreams so much. But yeah, I'd be curious to know if anyone else feels like you have to, or not have to, like the impulse to reach out to that person if you dream about them. Obviously, it's a little bit tricky if it's like an ex or something. And I haven't done that because I'm not that stupid. But yeah, do you ever have a dream where you're like, oh, I have to call this person?
No. No. I don't. It's tough. See, I don't dream a lot because I smoke weed. And so when I do dream, it's because I like haven't smoked in a day or two. My dreams are very vivid and it's like they're real. And I wake up like, ugh. But because they're so vivid, I know, like, I'm hyper aware they're a dream. So I'm just like not, I don't really try to engage or think too hard about it. I don't really like dreams, to be honest with you. I find them creepy.
Yeah.
Because even if it's like a great dream and you're like, oh my God, that was a great dream. And then you're just kind of sad it wasn't real.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. There have been a couple of dreams where I wake up being like, oh, I wish that was real. My issue is because it's vivid and strange and sometimes mundane. So there have been dozens of instances where I think my memory, where I think I remember something as a memory, but actually I just dreamt it. And that's where I get really confused and like maybe start to low-key disassociate. Because for whatever reason, those are also related to me, like dreams and memory and real life being this weird matrix and all that stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Dreams are trippy. And I don't blame you for thinking they're weird or not liking them, because the really bad, vivid ones that are scary are like, I don't know. They stay in your body for a while, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they do. And I just don't really, I don't know. Like, even just like the concept of like lucid dreaming really scares me. Like, all that kind of stuff really like kind of freaks me out. Because it's like, I think I just have watched too much media about dreaming. And like, there's so much creepy shit out there. I don't like
that's it. That's fair.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, I guess that's where we are opposites a little bit in that realm.
Yeah, I think my problem is like I'm a bit of a diehard capitalist. So to me, I'm like, unless you're making me money dreams, you can find yourself the door.
I would like a good money dream from now and again. Yeah, I have definitely tried to lucid dream myself, though. I think I have several times. I just want to do it more intentionally. Because it's interesting. It's an interesting experience. And I want to make sure what I'm experiencing is actually lucid dreaming. But I guess you'll never know. I don't know.
Also, have you noticed? Maybe what I'm about to say is actually really crazy. but is lucid dreaming like a libertarian thing?
What? No! Wait. If it is, I have no idea what you're talking about, but no, lucid dreaming is like
this, I don't know,
dream science stuff, which, like, I don't know, not every science gives credit to, but lucid dreaming is just this idea that you can, like, control your dreams. And I remember there's this test that you can do to see if you're lucid dreaming. Everyone has their own tests.
Yes.
But apparently there's one with, like, a light switch where, like, if you turn on the light switch and nothing happens, like,
yeah, you can turn on and off, yeah.
And then if you're able to control it, that means you're in control. So I don't know, that kind of stuff really fascinates me.
No, so the libertarian thing, I'm a little like concerned if I start spreading this sort of knowledge. No, I'm joking. No, I just remember like early days in college, like there was like a weird thing where like libertarians were like upset that like, oh God, I really gotta remember what it was, that like they like were annoyed that, you know, science would come for lucid dreaming and stuff. And so, like, there was this, like, this weird thing. I honestly can't remember what it was exactly, but, like, there was something weird about libertarians being like, can you believe?
Was this also a dream, perhaps?
No. And how dare you? oh, I don't know. I just started like reading a thing back in the day in college. I guess it's been a minute. That like there was some like thing where some libertarians were upset that like people were coming for lucid dreaming, and I just like in my mind would always be like, lucid dreaming, it's such a libertarian thing.
Oh my god, Anna.
This just might be like me.
Well, I just think it's a really funny association that you have that I don't think anyone else probably has.
Oh no. Someone did. Probably like Gary Johnson or something, but yeah, I don't know. Like there was like a weird thing. Like I don't know, to be honest with you. That's why I got to be like careful when I say wild shit like this, cuz I just remember like reading something back in the day where some libertarian was mad.
Some libertarian was
that, like,
mad.
People were like bringing science into lucid dreaming. It was like a strange thing.
Huh. I believe you. Libertarians get mad about a lot of stuff.
That's what I'm saying. Like they're being like, "Oh, now I can't even lucid dream?" I just remember being like, yeah, I guess not, dude. Guys, this is a very vague memory I have. I'm sorry I brought it up. If you're a libertarian and you think you're allowed to lucid dream, you're a monster.
Well, Anna, I think it's your turn to regale us with a tale, if you have one.
I just did. I told you about how libertarians like to lucid dream.
That's fair.
I'm just joking. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's just go to our second break. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. When in doubt, go to ad break.
Yes. And we'll be right back.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks. And we host Stages Podcast. Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with the season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're back.
Okay, we're back in because you brought us back, and I'm just talking to myself at this point. But what else, what other tales do we have to tell our peeps?
My father's in town. I have to go have dinner with him. He came to collect a soil sample.
Explain.
And that's all the information I know, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Dads keep being...
I did. I came to collect a soil sample. He did not tell me much else.
Interesting.
He came with his friend. His friend is a professor at, I think, CSU Hayward. Did I make that up? Is that a school? Yeah, no, CSU East Bay. It's in Hayward. CSU East Bay, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's an engineering, some sort of environmental engineering professor, and as part of something he's doing, he came to LA to collect a soil sample.
Interesting.
And they go back tomorrow.
Thrilling.
And that's the tale of what my father told me when he called me earlier. I am tonight going to a work event.
Can you tell us what it is?
I'm not 100% sure, but I'm not a part of it because I wasn't asked to be a part of it, but podcast movement happened in LA.
It did?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think a lot of iHeart people were involved, but there was, and if you guys don't recall, Podcast Movement is a conference for podcasting. Shireen and I have done some panels at them in like Philadelphia, Orlando, and so
yeah.
I don't know. Where else have we been? Philadelphia and Orlando. That sounds right. Shireen and I have traveled the world talking about diversity.
Yeah.
On podcast panels. And so there was one in LA this week, which we were not at because I guess they didn't need anyone to be like, what? Yeah, I guess it is tough. So as part of that, I guess they were holding an event tonight for iHeart employees to go interact with each other and I guess the higher ups. And I've been informed that Paris Hilton will be doing a DJ set at this event. Because if you guys don't know, Paris Hilton has a podcast on iHeart.
I did not know that.
And then that kind of led me to think. As I heard this, I started to think a little bit more about Paris Hilton. And here are my thoughts on Paris Hilton. Here's my dissertation on Paris Hilton. I think low-key, and by low-key I mean, I don't know why I said low-key, I think she might be a genius.
I actually agree with you. I think her entire deal is very calculated. Stars Are Blind, amazing song. I think it's great. But I think in a lot of the interviews I've seen of her, especially like the last couple of years, you can just tell she's really fucking smart. And I respect her. I didn't really like pay attention that much when I was younger and she was really like hip.
Yes.
But I really do respect her now. Because I agree. I think she's low-key a genius.
Yeah. And there's something to it where like she's funny and she's self-aware in that documentary she put out where she clearly goes in and out of her like Paris voice to being like, okay, anyway, we got to keep it moving, you know, where you like you see that she is open and she's no longer like trying to hold this fourth wall up, like she'll break the fourth wall but then go right back into her little voice without like having any shame or anything about it. Like she's like, yes, that's the character I do, that's who I am, but I'm actually a real person as well, and I'm not gonna explain myself. Like I will do what I want to do, which I think is actually quite cool. And
wait, she voted for Trump?
Look, I don't want to get into like her voting for the Trump of it all, because I don't know what the deal was at that point. It sounds like she just didn't know, but it seems like she knows now. I think it's not like outwardly stated, but because she was like friends with Ivanka very early Trump days, this was before he was even elected. She was like, oh, like my friend's dad is running for president. Like, but I feel like maybe she's learned maybe since then. I don't know. I don't really keep up with that. I don't know if she never said explicitly if she voted for Trump, but I just assume because she was like talking about Trump, like she knew him, which she did. She probably like grew up around them, you know, but I think we all thought he was harmless until he wasn't, you know?
Yeah, I think what's her face? His daughter.
Ivanka, yeah.
Were friends. I think she was friends with everybody, to be honest. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It's like rich white girls hanging out. Whoa. And I'm not defending it. Fuck Trump. Obviously, look, I said it myself. I was like, how much damage could this do? And then all of a sudden he was like up in the polls. And I was like, oh my God, he's saying like really wild shit. You know, like we all had to learn the hard way. But again, you know what? That's what all rich people are like. They live in their own world. But also, her show, Cooking with Paris, or whatever that thing is called, is actually kind of a great show because it's like a cartoonish experience that she's fully aware of, where in each episode, if you guys haven't seen it, I recommend it. It's like pretty, I think it's good, where she like Each episode, she has a different guest that comes and cooks at her house with, because she's like, I like really like to cook now. Whatever. And so she goes to like random grocery stores, like Ralph's, Vaughn's, whatever, Gelson's. Every episode she goes to a different one, and she wears like a full ball gown and just goes shopping. And it's just like, oh my God, my dress is getting so dirty. Like, it's the funniest thing. Like, she's just like in a grocery store in a ball gown trying to check out with her groceries, and people just around her like, what? And she's just like, oh, sorry, excuse me, you're on my train. Like, it's just like so funny. And then she comes home and is just like cooking. It's just like, yeah, like I'll just like make some french fries. Or she'll just be like, well, I fucked that up. Well, like, it's just, I don't know why, but it's like really charming in its own way. And I've enjoyed watching it, even though it's just like, it's just rondo. Look at me turning into Paris Hilton. That's like so rando.
So rando. That was a little British of me. But no, I think I saw an episode or two on YouTube, and she's just fun to watch. And she just does not take any of this seriously, which I respect. I really respect that.
I mean, and also to have a career this long.
Yeah, very true.
Like, A Simple Life, like, in retrospect, was genius. Sorry. Sorry, I'll say it.
It was ahead of its time.
Take a bunch of rich girls and throw them in a farm. It was like the first reality show in a way, and we've been trying to recreate it ever since.
Yeah, we fall short every time. You can't recreate the first time, you know? It's true about everything.
Let me tell you. So anyway, that's been our tech disaster of an episode.
Yes, I was going to beg you, not beg, I know you would just end if I requested, but I think I need to get out of this car as soon as possible. I am kind of dying.
45 more minutes, Shereen? 45 more minutes.
I'm really sorry to everyone that had an annoying time listening to this. 100% my fault. I take responsibility, but this is just the legs that we go to give you guys content, and that maybe is not healthy. But thank you, and I'm very, very sorry. And I thank you to Anna for being so patient as well.
Thank you guys for listening to this. The fact that we'd even release this is truly absurd. but I guess, what choice do we have, you know? Apologize to our editor, Todd.
Yes.
Who is going to hate this. And apologize to our listeners who are going to love this. I know you're loving this. If you're still here listening to our episodes, that means you're a true fan.
Yeah.
You're a true EA-er.
Yes.
That's what we call our people, EA-ers.
EA-ers. No, Anna's right.
Say it, Shereen. Say EA-ers.
I did. Oh, you haven't heard me say it yet. That's really funny. No.
I have to wait 45 minutes after I speak to hear you speak. Lag is absurd.
Enjoy the randomness and just like the off-the-cuff stuff. So, you know what? This is for y'all. We deliver when you request, and I know this is not what you requested, but
yeah,
that's all I have to say. Any last words before I wrap us out of here?
Wrap us up!
Okay. You know what I'm going to say. It's Ethnically Ambiguous, Ethnically Amb, A-M-B on Twitter, and Ethnically Ambig, A-M-B-I-G on Instagram. I'm Shereen. It's Shirohero on Instagram and Shirohero666 on Twitter, and I'm so sweaty.
You are. I'm at Anna Hosey on Twitter. Follow if you know what's good for you.
You heard it here first. Okay, until next time, do not lock yourself in a car during a heat wave. Bye!
Ambiguous is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks. And we host Stages Podcast. Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with the season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talk to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.